This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Well, it's 26 minutes to 4 o'clock. I'm telling Mufti Salvi, you touched my heart this afternoon. I see all the bars, World Bank, Nigel, they all are shocked what Mufti Salvi is saying. He says, we let 70,000 rand go. Somebody says, Ustad, listen to this one here. My name is Stephanie Mayer. I've been following you on Radio Al Ansar. I see you well-versed of what's happening around the world. Is it possible to arrange a meeting with you for peace and corruption in South Africa and for the world for peace? Stephanie Mayer, an activist. Ustad.
Stephanie, I think you're a female, right?
Jewstan, right. Stephanie, yes.
So, you might, before I answer you, my sister Stephanie, I just want to make one, just to finish that Newcastle story.
Sure.
And first Natal, second and Newcastle. So, you see, for Yusuf Dokrat, his parents, his mother is alive, Ma, Dame Hamro. Tamara Poira, so you must remember, we can never forget him. You must remember that. So, mashallah, Allah gave him death on a Friday, Shaheed, he passed away in the accident. His son passed away Friday with him. His father passed away on a Friday. So, we make special dua for Yusuf. It was very special, remember that. Yeah. So, I just wanted to tell you all that, yeah. So, you see, Stephanie, what can I do? I'm a simple guy, you understand? I don't have bodyguards, I don't have nothing. I walk in the street, normal guy, you understood? So what are we going to do? So you must bring about people who have a conscience, people who want to do justice and so forth. You know what you must do, Stephanie? I don't read the newspapers nowadays. You don't catch the newspaper in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
People, they send me articles. So today, Sunday Times, Barney wrote a letter, the article there. That guy is a good editor, a good journalist, Barney. So you must read what he wrote. And he wrote how the vultures are waiting in Durban just to get their slice of the pie and steal, you know, and loot and all this type of thing. So the culture has to change from the top. You must remember that. Your meeting, my meeting, all that, it will just be a shop talk. It will just be this, and all these kind of things. So therefore, Stephanie, with due respect, you got good intentions. But for me, I don't attend all these kind of things. You understand? So you must remember, the biggest politician can come here. Me, if it's ANC, I won't even meet their or shake their hand. Because I fear I'll get corrupted also. Now, I'll be honest, you must remember these type of things there. So you must remember this, that we don't want what we want, whether it's in Israel or occupied Palestine, whether it's South Africa, whether it's Saudi Arabia, we say, have one rule for everybody, Arab, non-Arab. Have one rule for Muslim, non-Muslim. And then we will have peace and then we will have justice. The precursor, my sister, for justice is, for peace is justice. First justice, then peace. Now look at South Africa. Me and you, I drive 150 kilometers, the police come out. So I say, now we know the style. I say, my first word is, well, why are you kataza lo fundis? Why aren't you troubling the fundis? So he himself, he will laugh. So he'll say, fundis, nigga lo KFC, or nigga lo Coke, or nigga lo Mali. Now you're asking me for a bribery state. So I say, mina tandaza kawena. You don't see all the crime here. I'm praying for you. So he say, get out from here. Go, then it's all right. So that's our problem. The culture of corruption has become the order of the day.
Ya Allah.
Now we small guys, you want to catch us and all this. Wear masks, do this. But the people who are looting millions and billions, they're running free. So how you solve that, Stephanie? I'm asking you. So if the ANC, the ruling party, is serious, you want to eliminate, then put the big ministers. Just today I sent somebody. That lady spoke, you must remember. She said, people sitting here in parliament, how many of you are already considered criminals by the Zondo Commission? What are you doing here as sitting as members of parliament? You should be ashamed of yourself. And that is the truth. You must remember, if we have self-honor, if we have self-respect, and you know you were caught and so forth, but now you want to look for the loophole, I'll go to the High Court, I'll go to to the Supreme Court, I'll go to Bloemfontein Appellate Division, I will do this. And best part is all our money being used, my sister Stephanie. So that is where our constituent. I told you, Stephanie, you say you're listening to me. I never ever voted ANC for this reason. You must remember these things here. So from the start, you must, if you know, the Gupta connection didn't start with Zuma. It started already before that. From that time already it started. Go study the Gupta's history. The place they come from, India, also I went there. You see Sahara, they come from Saharanpur. So you must know all these things, Sister Stephanie. So therefore, me and you, anybody we meet, we're wasting our time. You have to go to the top. Go study the history of Singapore. Singapore, you smoke, they put you in jail. You throw a chewing gum, they put you in jail or fine. Singapore, before you land, drugs, death penalty. How we cleaned up Singapore, they say, we started with the top, all the ministers. Corrupt, we put you straight in. Whole country came straight. Put 5 ministers in jail, whole South Africa will become straight. But who's going to do that? So you must remember, that is the problem.
Stephanie says, thank you so much for your wise words, Ustad. Stephanie Meyer, Ustad.
Right, thank you. I think I read your name somewhere. Maybe you're a journalist or something. Okay.
Somebody says, what du'as will be good to read to strengthen memory? I don't know, and struggling to memorize the long surahs due to age. That, Ustad.
Maaf. Sorry about that. My bhaji, where are you going to learn long surahs now? So read, if you can buy a heart, Surah Yasin and Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. That is what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Lawadittu annaha fi kalbi kulli insanin min ummati. It is my ardent desire that you, the ummah, everyone, male, female, adult and child, you must buy a heart, Surah Yasin, chapter 36, 83 verses. You must by heart the hadith of Yasin in Musnad al-Bazzar and the hadith of Surah Mulk Tabarak al-Ladhi in Surah. You must remember Surah Mulk, that is chapter 67, 30 verses. So by heart that, if you can, simple one I teach you, Baji. Baji means old man, because he said old man. Our honorable Ustad Hafiz Limalia used to teach us, Allah give him siha afia. So you must love your teachers and respect them, you'll go far in life, and your parents first and foremost. So you must remember, read Baji, simple dua, read with me 3 times. Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Allah, you are the most powerful, the Almighty. Give me a powerful retentive memory. So inshallah, quick you will learn, inshallah. Right, Baji? The next week, eat time, you tell us how much you learned, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Somebody says 084-786-3132. Let me just read the message. Ustad, it says, Mufti Sab, all the Maulanas who are going with the Americans and MBS, can't y'all Mufti Sab go to the Darul Ulums and take the Senate away where they farigh? Anonymous brother Ustad.
What we can do, you must remember this type of things. We never ever promote violence. We never ever promote taking the law in our own hands. See, I tell you one statement. I'm making the statement again. You know what is painful in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you bring up your son, you bring up your daughter, and you know what you did, and then they stab you in the back. So when the student does that, that's very bad.
Allahu Akbar.
You see, so that is what happens today. When the student steps you. So anyway, the point I'm making, the ulama, we can't tell them. The ulama, you must remember, they are the great people. But you say we must go to them. We can't do that. They know what they are doing, but everybody will answer tomorrow. So we have to be honest. You must remember about that. The point, we have to know, in South Africa, we are spoiled for choice. That is where we are. They say, what does AK? AK can fly a kite. Fine, I flew the kite. But what you did something worse. So you must remember that. So that is exactly what you see today. People already got their mindset. I will go to this Maulana, I'll go to this Mufti, because I know the fatwa will come in my favor. If I go to the Majlis, if I go to AK, they will shoot straight, you must remember, and the fatwa will be against me. That's where we are today. So that is, so that was something I just shared with you.
Allahu Akbar, Ustaz. Ustaz, somebody says that if a lady embraces Islam, which imam does she follow? She's not getting married, Ustaz. She's elderly. Ustaz.
She did what?
If a lady embraces Islam.
You must remember that if the lady embraces Islam, the male or lady embraces Islam, if she embraces Islam in Cape Town, most of the sheikhs and imams, they are Shafi'is. So you must remember that you go to them and you follow the Shafi'i school. If you are in Johannesburg or Durban, so most of us, we follow the Hanafi school. So see, I tell you something about Darul Newcastle. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sehmah Rahimahullah started Darul Newcastle in 1973. Alone he was. You must remember, he Appa Sakina, Allah give her Jannatul Firdaus. She passed away in 98. Allah, a very, very pious lady also. So anyway, you must remember in 76, Muhammad Mansurul Haq came, and then the other teachers came and all that. Muhammad Mumtaz came in 79, or Yunus Osman 79. I came in 81 January. That is our brief history. When we used to have our meeting, so because we were green, I came from Karachi, Pakistan, straight into Darul Uloom. So we don't know what's going on and how they run the Darul Uloom. So Maulana used to tell us, Mohsema, the principal, he said, see, our students are mostly Cape Town. I don't want you, the teachers, that you must say that this is the Shafi school, this is the Hanafi school, and the Hanafis here are much stronger, and the Shafis are weaker, and here you do this, you do this, you don't do that. Your function is to teach the deen, teach them Quran, teach them Sunnah, teach them Sahaba. The word Maulana used to use is Bayanul Madahib. Teach them, you must remember that this is the Hanafi school, this is Shafi school, this. So that was a great point, you must remember. Now what happens when the Shafi student leaves? He knows he must go back to Cape Town and not feel inferior. That no, the Hanafi school is superior and the Shafi school is inferior, and that no. So everybody got their strong points and so forth and so on. So that is what we must learn. So you must remember this. That is what Mohsema used to do. He said, leave all this of giving this one preference and this and this and that. That everybody belongs to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So wherever you are, you must do that. You must remember that. You're going to get involved in this. So sometime in Karachi, Pakistan, our Darul Uloom, they will spend 1 week explaining one masla, Qiraat Imam. The Shafi said this, the Hanafi said this, why the Hanafi school is better and stronger and this. What does it benefit? Allama al-Kashmiri rahimahullah, in the end part of his life, he was crying. His students came, Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam, Hazrat Bin Nuri, Mufti Shafi Sahab. Hazrat, what happened? He said that I wasted my life. They told him, Hazrat, you the Allama, how can you ever say you? He said, I was looking for the Hanafi Dalil. Dalil all the time. So that is, but look at the work he did. So every one of them, what a giant it turned out to be. So you must remember this. Don't kill too much time in these things here. The Ummah, Hazrat Bin Nuri, when he came to Mohsema, he told them, Inku Mishkat Sharif Tak Parao, or Inku Farih Kardo. You understand? Rijal Paida Karo, Qiyamat Qareeb Hai. That is what he said. So you must remember. Then what he said, that after Mishkat, let them go. They must go serve the Ummah. Qiyamat is very near. So that is what we need to. Therefore, me personally, I don't agree with those girls going Bukhari and Muslim and thus. And thus, they tell Mishkat and send them away. They must go learn how to make samosas and bhajiyas and all that.
I see there's a dada in New Zealand, Ustad. He's also crying and he wants today's podcast. He says, tell Mufti AK he must send me today's podcast. He says, very, very emotional topic. You and Maulana Arafat, Ustad, from New Zealand.
MashaAllah, New Zealand. We're starting program there also, MashaAllah. Tarana Radio. You guys, Radio Tarana. Baji, you all right? How's Auckland? Masjid Umar, give Maulana Patel our salams. 3 times we went there. No visa at that time. Visa came, we're sitting quietly now. So we don't go anywhere. We sit quietly, make secret home.
See, Ustad, this is from Allah. Stephanie Mayer says, on behalf of our company, we would like to hand you all a gift for the excellent work you guys are doing. Keep it up, Radio Ansar. How do we send the gift to you guys? It's a small gift. Stephanie Mayer, Ustad.
Very good. You know where Radio Ansar is there in Durban? Molana, what address?
Oh, why? Give our address, you.
Sister Stephanie, let me just put the record straight, right? So we are here in Johannesburg. Our radio is called Merkaz Sahaba, right? And Ansar Radio is in Durban. They patch in our programs. But you must give them the gift because you listen to them on the FM. So you just Google it. And, you know, we went a few times, but now the exact address, all that, I don't know. You must contact, just get Hafiz Wadi's number there.
GG.
We'll give Hafiz Wadi's number. So Hafiz Hussein Wadi is one of the directors there. So, mashallah, you liaise with them and give them the gift there. They deserve it, mashallah. And so many people, non-Muslims and all that, are listening. So that is very, very good. You must remember, we're using of Ansar, we use Sarias, and the message must go through. They get the credit. It doesn't matter.
It's on top of the OET.
Okay, you, my sister, write this number down, Sister Stephanie. 083-784-7667 083-784-7667 And inshallah, you contact Hafiz Wadi, Mr. Hussein Wadi. You contact him and you give him the gift and everything from your people's company side. Okay, they will be very happy, inshallah. And thank you very much.
Swaziland says, I wanted to know if I'm fasting. Is acupuncture allowed by female therapist from Swaziland
to
start?
Yes, female to female, not female to male. Then you won't come out of that room, bye. So you must remember that. You know what is acupuncture, Mala?
No.
They put small needles there. One white guy used to come there, Newcastle, used to come put for me. You understand? Another doctor there, Master, he was very good. He was very good for me. Dr. Zakaria Ashraf, Allah give him Jannah to Firdaus. What a gentleman. So he used to do acupuncture, mashallah, and his wife also, she learned it from him. So Allah make easy for all of them also. So anyway, you do acupuncture and that, remember that is totally permissible, and your fast will not break, your fast will be valid, totally permissible.
Ustad, there's a question coming in now. I know Ustad A is very, very emotional. It says, I am an old mummy, Mufti Sab, I'm listening to you from the old age home. I'm crying. I told my better to come for iftar yesterday, and he says, I can't, because my wife and I say your place is very dirty and smelly. Better, I just want to see my grandchildren. Dua mayhade.
See, that is what I say. How many old ages old age homes I visited? I cry just like them. When I go, I don't go alone. I go by nephew or nieces or somebody, you know. Because I know they are pining to see children. You understood? Now see, you son, if you were in front of me now, really, I don't wear belt, you know. We wear string business. But I'll get a belt and belt you up, really. You understand? You need a good thrashing. That is, if you got no time for your mother in Ramadan, and you say that, no, I'm listening to my wife and that. That's exactly what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Wa ata'a ar-rajulu zawjatahu aw zawjahu. That zawj is used for both. The person will be obedient to his wife. And wa'aqa ummahu. He'll be disobedient to his mother. So dump her in the old age home. When she says, better come and visit me, bring the children, then this son, I don't know if you can call him a Muslim first of all, but being that way, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. We say, okay, he's a Muslim. He told his mother, I got no time. Your place is very dirty. What answer you will give tomorrow to Almighty Allah? You know what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? That kullu zambin insha'a that every sin a person commits, remember, Allah will forgive or Allah will punish. Illa uquq al-walidain. But when you are disobedient to your parents, therefore, for us parents, therefore, I hate the Western culture and system when they say Father's Day and Mother's Day. For us, every day is Father's Day and Mother's Day. Therefore, you children make qadar of your parents. How can you not kiss your parents?
Astaghfirullah.
You will kiss them when they die. What's wrong with you, O Muslim? Then, illa hukukal walidain, fa inna allaha yu'ajjilu uqubatahu li sahibihi fil hayat qabla mawti. So Allah will punish you in this worldly life when you're disobedient. You want Allah's curse to come on you, brother? Go today, kiss your mother's hand and tell your wife you sit at home if you don't want to come. And take your children with you if you want to protect your iman. If you don't want to do that, then you meet me next year Ramadan if we're both living and tell me what happened to you. Allah punishes. I saw in my own family, I saw in friends, their empires got wiped out.
Ya Allah.
So because of what they did to their parents. So how can you do that? Think properly. See a mother in old age home. Don't be asking yourself this question. What do you think is coming out? Is dua coming out or bad dua coming out? You can cry the whole night on your musalla. It means nothing, wallahi. If your mother is upset with you, if your father is upset with you, it means nothing. So go, you son, if you're listening, and you tell your wife you talk too much, you will send her packing. You must tell her I said so.
Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah. Somebody says here, Ustad, this is Bob from Woodbank, says Mufti Sahib is very, very true. People need to wake up. We don't appreciate our parents. I see Sister Stephanie says here, tell that listener, a mother is a gateway to heaven.
100%. Non-Muslims are telling you. I told you, if you're a Muslim, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat, Al-Jannatu inna rijliha. Jannat lies by the feet of the mother, and you got no time because it's very dirty. Who put her there in the first place? You go and dump her there, and then you got the gall and audacity to say it is very dirty. You need a good threshing, if you ask me.
Somebody says my beloved father was retrenched and got paid out. He also had a pension fund. As Allah willed, my beloved dad returned to Allah not long after Ustad. I do not know how much my dad has in this fund, but I would like to know, can I pay zakah on this Ustad?
You must pay zakat from that money there. You must remember on behalf of your father and so forth and so on. And give it to the poor Muslims and so on. So when your father passed away, then you, the children, remember this is an age, this is what you must do in sequence. Number one, the burial funeral expenses. Then number two, the debts of the deceased. So debts of deceased refers to Hanafi say that what you owe people, Muslim, non-Muslim. And according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, what you owe people and what you owe Almighty Allah. So your outstanding zakat, all that comes in. You must remember that. So the point here is this. You must ensure and tell your family we're going to pay Abbas debts and so forth. And all of you must read the dua. Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and my the believers the day the reckoning is established. And that is the second thing you must do. The debts and justice delayed is justice denied. And third, if he made wasiya, when he bequeathed for non-heirs, organizations or people, Muslim or non-Muslim, so that must be implemented in one third. Fourth comes the shares of the heirs. So my advice, now this weekend or during the week, sit with your family, you can do, you know, a conference call. And in that way, inshallah, all of you try and reach an amicable agreement.
Ameen.
And pay everything out quickly. Don't delay, because justice delayed is justice denied.
Ustaz, just before we leave, regarding the question about i'tikaf, can a person who's sitting for sunnat come out of sunnat and sit for nafil i'tikaf? Vice versa, Ustaz.
Yes. So you must remember, the person sat for sunnat i'tikaf, then he or she found it very, very difficult. So now they break it. So just sit from today, Maghrib time, till tomorrow, Maghrib time. And that will be the qaza, only according to Hanafis. And then it will be nafil i'tikaf. So that's fine. If you started nafil i'tikaf and now you want to change it to sunnat, that won't work now. So you must remember that. So it'll just go on as nafil i'tikaf. So very good question.
Ustad, a few 1 minute left.
Inshallah, a few minutes left. So don't forget, make diarize it on Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah. Insha'Allah, Laylatul Qadr. And Insha'Allah, Laylatul Khatmil Quran. For those who can complete Quran. So we all will be making dua, Insha'Allah, this Thursday night between 10 and 10:40. So remember, it will be carried live. live, inshallah, on Sirius FM and on Radio Ansar International. Hafiz Wadi, contact Stephanie. Stephanie, contact Hafiz Wadi. And you'll keep the gift there, mashallah. We will do the job and you collect the gift.
Subhanallah.
So you must remember that. And anyway, then our Markaz Sahaba, inshallah, that will be Thursday night. Next up, inshallah, we got Hafiz Yusuf Kala. And then, inshallah, the Asr Adhan. And then, Mawla Khalid Yaqub. And then, 5:20 or so, we join Hafiz Wadi, inshallah. And inshallah, Hafiz Wadi, we gave your number out. A lot of people will contact you, inshallah. So you're the main guy there. So inshallah, then Maghrib Adhan, Durban time, then the surahs, and then we continue as normal. Brother Yusuf Ali, Maulana Zahid, local Taraweeh, international Taraweeh. Then 10 o'clock, Mufti Yaqub Valley. 10:30, Maulana Dawood Siddat. Make dua for us. Make dua for Darul Uloom Newcastle.
I see Newcastle says, is this the last Q&A which win Maulana Arafat?
No. Next week we're on. Yes. It's still Ramadan, brother. So then, you want to cut that short? So next week will be 29th Ramadan, mashallah. So Q&A will be on, inshallah. And tomorrow, Maulana and them will be on 3 o'clock. We will come 5:20 or so, inshallah, we will start. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. My brother Tobela, four parts will prepare the podcast and we will send it out, inshallah, in the next half an hour, 45 minutes. Barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Beautiful, well advised day by our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad this Sunday afternoon on our program Markaz Sahaba. Well, let me love and leave on this beautiful afternoon from myself and Brother Tobela and of course our Ustad. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.